So it's Friday the 14th of November 2025. I'm in the kitchen of retired shepherdess Isabel Cuthbertson. Isabel, you moved to the Glenkens back in 1970. Can you remember?
1970, yes.
That's right.
To Glen Shamrock Farm.
Where was that?
Just up near the Lochinvar Loch. Stayed there, and my husband worked for Mr. Barber.
As in Barbers of Dumfries?
Barbers of Dumfries, yes. And we worked away there, quite a good thing. And he had Galway, blue-grey cattle, and we had black-grey sheep, and we used to start showing. And the first show we went to was Cusfairn's show, and we did pretty well there.
What year was that?
1972, I think mm-hmm. it was. 73, we used to show. I remember showing the sheep at the Glen Ken show, and there was also a baking class, and I used to do the baking, and Bertie showed us sheep, and he won championships with them. And then in 1974, they stopped doing the baking classes because there was a baking thing in the flower show at the hall in Dalry. So I showed my baking then. And then after that, well, as I say, 1977, Mr. Barber come up and he said he was, 76 actually, he came up and he said that he was going to sell the farm, which was a shock to us. In 1977, we moved to Craigan Bay. Let's see that. 1977, Craigan Bay.
Is that nearby?
That's over at the up near what do you call the law? The dam, Clatton Shores Dam.
Oh, Clatton Shores.
Clatton Shores Dam.
Okay.
It's in there. They lived in the forest, holding a home with land, which they rented from the Forestry Commission. Bertie worked for the commission. Isabel cared for their own animals. Once again, they choose black-faced sheep and black Galloway cattle. They started in small numbers, but they progressed and spread their numbers and something like that. More sheep were kept at the garage. Isabel used to cycle or walk back to look after the sheep. Her sheepdog beside her displayed his own particular things. Sometimes, what's that? Find Isabel mending fences or dikes, even draining ditches. There were few idle moments in a very busy life. Bertie was available to help Isabel at the weekends. This was the time that shearing, dozing and dipping took place. For the smooth running of the flock, a shepherd needed the help of an able and willing sheepdog. Isabel loved these dogs almost as much as the sheep. she decided that she would like to train one of these dogs herself. She did. Furthermore, she managed to sell him for £100, a considerable amount of money in those days. That's a bit of
So that's you reading from some pre-prepared notes, and you're talking about Isabel as yourself, talking about yourself in the third person.
While at Craigan Bay, Isabel and Bertie decided to sell some tops at Kirkpark near Fort William. They left early at 3 a.m. and travelled north through Glasgow. The thing took 6 hours to go. The sale started at 10 a.m, so the top had to move swiftly into their train. Both Isabel and Bertie related well to the people she met from the Highland. They were friendly and welcoming, frequently offering liquid when you went there, and their new friends from southern Scotland. That's all I can remember. And then latterly at Craigan Bay, we used to show the sheep at Cusfairn quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we won in 1980 we won 14 cups.
Wow.
And 19 90, we did the same. We got the Centenary Cup, which was great. We were on Landward.
Right.
Landward came down and took us all about us. And then we just carried on after that. We sold Galloways. A lot of them went to Germany. And we had great prices for them. And we sold a bull for 1,400. It went local. And we bought one as well to keep the thing up.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter Jane and Charles, they helped. They were they were good helpers. And when we went to Craigan Bay, Bertie's dad used to come over and do the gardening and help out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out in the garden one day and he came in and he said, "There's been somebody running over the tatty bed." And my son Charles said, "Oh, that was the cart." And he said, "Well, it must have big feet." But we had a great time. And then in 2000, we sold up. Bertie retired from the forestry and came to Dorai.
Right.
And in 2001, the year of the foot and mouth, so we moved into here. And Bertie got lambings and did things like that. And I carried on. In fact, I was a member of Dorai Rural. I joined Dorai Rural when we came here in 1970. And I was president on and off, and we did well. Showed things as well again.
So can you just tell us, what was Dalry Rural?
It's a women's rural institute. That's what it is, yes, uh-huh. It's a ladies' sort of thing. There were a lot of them all. There was a lot of all of them in this area, Stewartry. And I showed there as well, and as I said, Bertie did lambings and things like that, and we just carried on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more, then I used to show at the flower show, but unfortunately it's not existing now, which is a shame. We've tried, I think, to try it again, and then we used to have they had the thing in the village, but that's not here now, the Clark and Fair.
Oh.
And it was a great success, because they used to bring folk in and do things like that. It was quite good, yeah. No, at the village, and we knew there's a lot of nice people in Dorai, a lot of nice people got to do things and that, so...
What would you say has been the biggest change here in this area since you moved here in 1970?
Shops closed in the village, it moved away, there's things happening, just that's what it is. They do as much as they would like to do. It's getting people to do things nowadays,
yeah.
Because they're not here now, the elderly are not here.
No.
And then I don't think the youngins are that interested to carry on,
It's a different world for them.
It's a different world for that. It's a different world.
Yeah.
It's a different world. But as I say, I'm still here and I go and bake for coffee mornings when they're there. And still I left Dorai Rural and decided to join Carswearan Rural, which is a great rural.
Mm-hmm.
They've got about 22 members now, so I'll go there. And in fact, years ago, I used to demonstrate a lot at the rurals, all round the rural.
What was that for? What were you demonstrating?
Baking. And I also have judged baking from Dalmally to north of England.
Wow.
And I've judged sheep as well, black-faced sheep. I haven't judged cattle yet, but the last day I judged walking sticks at the Glen Ken Show.
Oh.
And they had a great entry, and I fair enjoyed that, so that was good. So I'm free to do anything like that.
you mentioned baking. What's your speciality? Do you have a special cake that you make, or scones or something?
My favourite was sultana cakes, and now at the moment it's shortbread and rock buns and custard creams, meringues, all these things are all...
I can feel my blood sugar levels rising as we speak.
No, these were all my favourite.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of girdle work, girdles, scones, tarty scones, oat cakes, do all these things. And I have got a lot of new things, a lot of new things coming out, so I have a go at them as well. And I still carry on. And then, as I say, I just carry on and do what I can.
And tell us about the sheep. You've obviously raised a few different breeds of sheep in your time, and you've won an awful lot of cups at the Cass Fern Show. So talk us through what sheep is most ideal for Dumfries and Galloway around here.
Well, it's the black-faced sheep's popular around the area because there's a lot of hill farms around here, although, unfortunately, a lot of them now are being planted with trees. There are not so many of them. But there's a lot of different breeds that's come in. There's Texels and Beltecs and different ones that I don't really know much about. But the black-faced sheep were tremendous. You did well with them, but as I say, they're getting less now because they're planting the farms now that they don't get. And then they bring a lot of foreign sheep in, which I don't really know much about of them. But no, I love the blackies. They were great fun, a lot of work with them. I used to hold them for Bertie, clipping them and getting them all ready for the shows. And the best thing I ever done was get a new machine that you could put the animal on and he could do them himself without me. I carried on baking while he was doing the sheep.
But and then teamwork.
And then the Galloways was the same. You learnt to lead them by a halter, but Bertie always did them when they were calves. When they were young, because you got to learn them to walk and talk, and we used to do that as well. It's good.
You've lived a fascinating life.
Oh yes.
You've worked in the hills around here. Yes, you've worked with sheep. You've done baking, and it's clearly been a character-forming life for you, Isabel.
Oh yes, it has been. Has been very much so.
I hope you can feel it's been a life well lived.
It has really. When you look back and you see the things you've done, it's amazing. It's amazing what I can do, you know.
Absolutely. We're well aware of that one.
I've had illnesses through my life as well. I had cancer in 2006. And that was the year I couldn't show bacon at Cass Fern Show because it wasn't him. And then I've had heart problems and now I had a bleed in my brain. I'm still going about. I still talk to folk.
And yet here you are, still here, cracking on like never before.
I know.
Well done, you.
Just carry on.
Isabel Cuthbertson, retired shepherdess, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for... I hope I do all right, and I hope you can understand what I was talking about.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.